If you notice that second paragraph, it says the seeking system of the brain is what moves people to explore and learn, right? A culture where employees are activating their seeking system includes psychological safety, fail forward, and trust, okay? So in other words, these are three characteristics. If we can create an environment or a culture that has these ideas, that has this sort of, these concepts sort of integrated, then there is this seeking system. Now, what's meant by a seeking system? Seeking new things, right? That curiosity, that excitement to try something new. Because many employees come from, if I do something new and it doesn't work, I'm gonna get reprimanded. Or maybe told I shouldn't do it that way, right? And so they shut down. Or some people grew up with that. So we wanna try to open that up. And these are three characteristics that we can work on, right? Psychological safety, I think that makes sense. Trust makes sense. What does fail forward mean? Can anybody tell us what fail forward means? I think it's fairly self-explanatory, but what does that mean? Try, yep, try for sure, yep. We have to start somewhere. Fail and use it as a learning. Very good, Brandy, yep. Now, you probably all heard the example of Thomas Edison and the light bulb, right? It took him something like 2,000 tries to get it right. And somebody came to him and said, how do you feel about the fact that you failed 1,999 times at making a light bulb? And he looked at him and he said, I didn't fail. I found 1,999 ways to not make a light bulb, right? So there's an attitude of fail forward. So you can always learn, like we said, exactly what Noreen said. We can learn from mistakes, but we want to create that concept. We want to create that. So what I want to do is just in a quick discussion, about 2 or 3 minutes worth, tell us what you can do as a leader to create these concepts, these mindsets, or build these traits within your team. How can you create psychological safety? In other words, it's okay to make a mistake, right? You're not going to get reprimanded. You're going to get, you know, you may get corrected, but you're going to get credit for trying. How do you create a fail forward? How do you create trust? What can you as a leader do to help make that happen? So Brandy says right off the bat, it's in the delivery. So Brandy, you know, I'm going to ask you to expand on that a little bit. Can you tell us an example of what would be an effective way to deliver that? If you would, sure, you got it. You got a second. Anybody else? Maybe it's something that you have done. Angela said, share when I make a mistake. Absolutely. When you show your vulnerability, you make mistakes and you're okay with it and you show how you learn from it, then other people will follow that lead, right? But if you're getting down on other people or keeping it quiet, then they're not going to have that ability to do it for sure, right? Or that comfort level to do it, right? Constant positive feedback, Denise said. Beautiful. Yeah, love it. Noreen said, be able to receive constructive criticism. Good. Demonstrate the willingness to be open to it. As somebody once told me, and I've really tried to adopt it, all feedback is a gift, even when it's aggressive, even when it's not done in a nice way. Because if you can weed out and take out all the information, you can use that as something positive, right? Own up to your mistakes. Demonstrate how you plan to fix it. Good. Find the error. Explain the error, Brenda says. Right. Beautiful. You guys got it, right? So you want to continue to expand on this. Think about your own specific environment, your own team, and what can you do to be able to create this in the culture, right? Because if you can do this, people feel more free to be innovative, right? And these are the key areas to do that in, okay?